Children in a kindergarten in the outskirts of Beijing are solving puzzles which are assigned by their new teaching assistant, a roundish robot named Kiko. Each time they get the answer right, the heart-shaped eyes on Kiko's face light up. The half-meter tall robot is equipped with a camera and a screen. It can tell stories, record video journals, and challenge children with logic problems.Candy Xiao is a teacher at the East Wing Institute of Multicultural Education. She says that Kiko has been a hit among the students.
就是小朋友看到这个 Kiko 之后，他可能会觉得说圆圆的脑袋。
When children see Kiko with this round head and body, they love this image. After they see it, we don't need to make too much of an effort to make children like Kiko, because the robot just sits there and they like it already.
Candy says that the robots provide a different approach to the learning process.
现在的知识传授不仅仅只是说老师教小朋友学。
Education today is no longer just the teacher teaching and the students learning. We hope that students can take the initiative to acquire through different channels all different kinds of knowledge and be interested in what's happening around the world. Kiko can serve as one of those channels.
Besides assisting educators, robots are also being developed in China for delivering groceries, dispensing legal advice, providing guidance in hospitals, and also examining the health conditions of elderly people. Zhou Xiaohong from the Traditional Chinese Medicine Engineering Technology Research Center in Guangzhou explains how the robots produced by her company conduct physical examinations of elderly and offer medical advice.
The robot is able to identify facial features and even check the coating on the tongue to carry out a traditional Chinese medicine health check. It's also able to conduct an emotional test, as traditional Chinese medicine highly values emotional stability. The robot will give the necessary medical advice when finds an elderly patient has a poor mood.
More than 130,000 industrial robots were produced in China last year, an increase of 68% on the previous year. The service robot market, which includes devices ranging from specialized medical equipment to automated vacuum cleaners, is estimated to be worth over $1.3 billion last year, and expected to grow to $4.9 billion by 2022.The value of the global robotics industry has surpassed $25 billion last year and expected to reach nearly $30 billion this year. For CRI, this is Li Yi.